What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Monday morning look. Our first look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health on Sunday highlighted in the last 24 hours, no deaths from COVID-19 have been reported in the country. According to the entity, this is the first report of this year, 2022, without deaths from the new coronavirus. On the other hand, the number of accumulated deaths remains at 8,156 for a lethality percentage of 1.1. According to the Ministry of Health, in the last 24 hours are 193 new cases as a result of 5,416 tests having been carried out. Now, this gives us a positivity percentage of 3.6. In addition, active cases total 2,407, of which 2,297 are in home isolation and 110 are in the hospitals. The group that is in isolation, that is divided into 2,260 in their residences and 37 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, there are hospitalised 96 patients in the wards and 14 in the intensive care units. The decrease in the COVID-19 cases has also been reflected in the number of patients admitted to the COVID Hospital of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, located in the City of Knowledge. According to a CSS report, as of March the 18th, there are less than 14 patients admitted with the disease, after the figure exceeded 100 hospitalised by the end of January in the midst of the fourth wave of COVID-19. Alex Gonzalez, National Executive Director of the Health Services and Benefits of the CSS, stressed that despite the fact that the country registers between 100 and 300 cases daily, the virus is behaving like a controllable disease from the medical point of view. The vaccination process is allowing us to find ourselves in a good situation with respect to COVID, Gonzalez said in a statement from the Ministry of Health. Regarding the decision to gradually lift the current restriction measures, Gonzalez affirmed that these decisions must be made depending on the behaviour of the virus in other countries, which have already been done. In addition, as long as there are certainty that there will not be a new wave, the Ministry of Health will make the correct decisions. When asked about the expected increase in cases after the mobilisation of people on the dates of Carnival, Gonzalez explained that in this instance, this did not occur due to our vaccination. Vaccination has been the difference if we compare what happened in 2020-21 and what happened between 2021 and 2022, said Gonzalez. The National Immigration Service established a new procedure for the application of visas for domestic workers before entering the country. The provision was established in Resolution 2579 of the 10th of February of this year and published in the Official Gazette. It was reported that the applicant must carry out the process through a legal representative, a lawyer. Migration specifies that this power granted must be duly authenticated by the Panamanian embassy or consulate in the country in which it is granted and by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. In a statement from the immigration authorities, it is highlighted that the registration and opening of the application will begin prior to the payment of the fees for the immigration procedure and the costs of the card. Likewise, it is detailed that once the presentation of the procedure has been formalised, the applicant may enter the country and must go to the offices of the National Immigration Service in order to continue with the corresponding requirements. This resolution will be valid for foreigners who are of a nationality of a state that maintains a visa abolition agreement with Panama or does not require a visa, the resolution specifies. It is reflected that in the case of foreign citizens with nationalities that require a visa to enter Panama, they must first obtain the approval of their visa to opt for their domestic worker permit. Yesterday, Sunday, marks 2 years since the enactment in the Official Gazette of Law 129 of 2020, which creates the private and unique system for registering final beneficiaries of legal persons. The registry is a system that aims to facilitate access to information on final beneficiaries, that is, to know who are the people who control a company, and that if used properly, it could be a useful tool in investigations of corruption, tax evasion, or money laundering. Despite the time that has elapsed, the initiative has not seen the light of day. The approval of the law coincided with the arrival of the pandemic, and in April of 2021, the government proposed reforms to the law in a project that was not approved until November of that year. Recently, the Vice Minister of Finance, Jorge Luis Almengor, said that with a view to the face-to-face meeting with the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF, which will take place in May, the idea is to publicly and formally present the implementation of the law that establishes the registry of final beneficiaries through an executive decree. Lawyer Carlos Barroso said that after the regulation of the law, there is still work to be done, both in the creation of the technological platform, which the uploading of information by resident agents. It is a process that, as has been seen in other countries, takes time, said the lawyer, who also stressed the importance of the information being reliable, up-to-date, and the existence of verification mechanisms by the authorities. Regarding the fact that 2 years after the law was approved, there is still no registry, Barroso said that it would be unfair not to consider the pandemic, but he also pointed out that it should not be taken as an excuse for not moving forward. The next FATF evaluation of Panama's progress, this was going to be announced in June. In February, at the first appointment of this 2022, the agency strongly urged Panama to advance in the execution of the action plan agreed in June of 2019 to address the deficiencies in the prevention of money laundering. One of the pending tasks has to do with ensuring verified and updated information on the final beneficiaries, as well as timely access by the authorities, establishing effective mechanisms to monitor the activities of offshore entities. In parallel, the FATF modified Recommendation 24, which has to do with final beneficiaries. The organisation reinforces the standard and requires countries to have a registry of final beneficiaries or an alternative mechanism that is efficient. Barroso added that with the existence of the law, Panama is allowed to be in a better position than other countries to comply with this recommendation, but he also made it clear that the law by itself does not demonstrate effectiveness. The Ministry of the Environment, MiAmbiente, approved the management plan for the Cordillera de Coiba protected area, which was expanded in June of 2021 from 17,000 to 68,000 square kilometres. This means that Panama meets in advance with the goal of the 30x30 initiative of the Global Framework for Biological Diversity to protect 30% of the country's marine areas by 2030. Through resolution number 89 of the 3rd of March of this year, signed by the Minister Milesiades Concepcion, fishing is completely prohibited in two-thirds of the protected area, and in the remaining third it allows only sustainable fishing, such as pole and line, which should be properly regulated. The marine biologist from the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, the STRI, Hector Guzman, together with a multidisciplinary consulting team, were in charge of drafting the plan. This is expected to reduce bycatch of migratory species, which endangers the health of the oceans. Months of hard work with our consulting team and more than 20 citizen consultations allowed us to design and justify the extension and management plan of the Cordillera de Coiba protected area, Guzman was quoted as saying in a STRI press conference. Thanks to the funds from the WIS Foundation and the STRI and the support of the Mission Blue Foundation, the Migramar Network and the local authorities for making this work possible. The expansion of the Cordillera de Coiba Marine Protected Area improves the connectivity of the Eastern Tropical Pacific Marine Corridor, strengthening the conservation and sustainable use of protected waters between Isla de Coco in Costa Rica, Galapagos in Ecuador, Malpelo and Gorgona in Colombia, and Coiba in Panama. The electricity rate would not increase due to the rise of the price of natural gas in the international markets, since there is a contract with a fixed price between AES Colón and the distributors. Currently, a quarter or 26% of the electricity consumed in the country is generated with liquefied natural gas from AES Colón's plant. We have a contract for the entire PPA, this is the Power Purchase Agreement, with the distributors with a fixed price, said Miguel Bolingaga from AES Panama after being consulted by La Prensa. This information was confirmed by the Secretary of Energy, Jorge Rivera Staff. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.